na 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 na
got it all. A spooky moment there. This is the Halloween 2017 special. Ooh, I see Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is already in the house. Ooh, Betty Jo. Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Well, today's theme is going to be whatever I have scary on my the switchboard here. So I think that's going to be a lot of Carosa. Don't you think so? All right. Meanwhile, there might be some other noises coming out from somewhere. I don't know. But why don't we start with Carosa. Halloween.
Cheese and eggs. Holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell, is it coming from me? No! What's that smell? It is coming from everywhere. Smells like sewage and burning hair. Something treacherous fills the air.
Good morning, Theobald.
Morning, Dr. Bickerstaff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint of...
What's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene. Don't smell swell. Catastrophic and gloomy. like you touch to me, sending shivers all through me. For me, it is more than a smell, it's a feeling. It's hold on my soul, sends my memory reeling.
What's that smell? It is waking my baby. Smell that smell, worse than diapers and puke. You can tell that some trouble is brewing. Here comes Constable Ewing.
He can tell us what's doing. Dwell on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there's not been a slime, nor are corpses decaying. Can't believe what I'm saying.
Everything's ending so suddenly. I can't tell when it's ending. All right. Meanwhile, back at the studio. Okay. What else do we have here? Oh, here we go. A dripping axe.
Ow! Yeah. You guys, it's not funny anymore. Come on. Are you in here? Anyone in here? Hello?
Ow. found a love like nothing I've ever known. You held me tight,
blade to the bone. I swore I'd give my
life for you. What a thing
to hold.
Very scary. throat because he didn't have the guts. Why did the ghost go into the bar? Why did he go into the bar? I don't know. The ghost went into the bar to get
this guy's 8 feet tall already. He soon outgrows his backyard fan, busts out onto the street. Spinetti reels, some power lines go down, the rolling hills of Tuscany at his feet. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the sun-drenched square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He slinks away down past the hotel Kafka. Gina waves her designer sunglasses at the tarantula in the piazza. The tarantula in the vineyard of Cardinal Divienzo. He finds he prefers the darker grapes, but that's not all he's into. He digs and crawls beneath the earth, past drawings of ancient cave dwellers. He rolls a barrel out with his hairy legs, sips Chianti in the cool wine cellar. Tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the fountain on the square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He slinks away down past the hotel Kafka. Gina waves her designer sunglasses at the tarantula. Night gently falls on the old idyllic town. Everyone's avoiding the tarantula. Something out of work, Fellini-esque, beat-up circus clown. And oh yeah, then there's Gina. The sun-drenched square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops.
I'm Thomasina Carosa, former disco queen. By the way, disco's not dead. It's just taking a very, very, very long nap. She's the disco queen. If you know what I mean, I don't know. I just dance it. I don't sing it. Ah, you people. Well, what the heck? A disco queen is a disco queen. So, I'm here today to say very strange things have been happening in my area. Very strange things. Yes, recently I have been invaded by pests. Not your ordinary pests, no. No, these pests are far more pestilent. They are alien children. They've been running all around my yard, popping up in strange places, all in all just haunting me and haunting me. It's been a very frightening experience. How can I explain it? I don't know. I'm just a disco queen. What can I say? So hopefully these pests won't pop up anytime soon. What was that? That was the scariest thing I ever saw. My heart is still beating. Pump, 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 pump. This shouldn't be happening to me. I'm a nice lady. I buy Girl Scout cookies. What was that? Bad that they're just alien children. They're also monsters, too. I can't even describe it to you. It's just the most disgusting. They're coming! They're coming! Run away!
Fridays, 4 p.m. at TuneIn, right here in Miramar. The Mom and Pop Shop. Go to their Facebook page. It's right up there. You can click right on. Halloween show. Here we go, more.
A few years ago, this movie came out, and it really upset me. It was based on this true story about this rugby team that crashed in the Andes along with their family, friends, and college roommates. What really bothered me was the dilemma they faced when they ran out of food, and it didn't look like anyone was going to find them. So they had to make what was probably the most gut-wrenching decision of their lives, which was to eat the dead. Oh, what a decision to have to make. And if that weren't heinous enough, who would you eat first? Family? Friends? In what order? Dad? Mom? Sis? In what part? Ugh. Just picturing the process upsets me. Well, many therapy sessions later, and soon after my therapist disconnected his phone and moved away without telling me, a cab driver reminded me that blood is thicker than water and Tiping is not a town in China. Well, logic dictates, okay, not everybody's logic but mine, the first course should be your best friend or college roommate. With that in mind, I composed a little ditty, which should they ever do a musical version of the movie Alive, I want the producers to feel free to put this song anywhere in there. And I would like to preface this by saying, this song is in every way in bad taste. I ate my best friend's brain today, I baked it in the sun. She said that she had all the brains, now I have more than one. La-di-da, la-di-da. She wasn't really a great friend, never would she backward bend or go out of her way to lend me her pay. So I ate my best friend's brain, la-di-da, la-di-da. I don't know what a best friend is, should be something more. A friend would let you eat her brain when you're not near a store. La-di-da, la-di-da. We went to the same school, lived in the same dorm, when she bought me a beer, but the beer was warm. So I ate my best friend's brain, la-di-da, la-di-da. And when the plane crashed in the snow, for her it was the end. She was always more cerebral, so I cracked open her cranium. I made a frittata of her medulla oblongata. My leg was broke, but I didn't choke when I ate my best friend's brain. La-di-da, la-di-da. When I ate my best friend's brain.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
And Michael Schaefer.
The second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. And the third rule of Fight Club is on Tuesday nights we have sushi.
Fight.
Yeah, well, say it's my
fave. Huh?
Yeah, you want to go?
Say it's my fave.
Well, come on. I think you've gone a little bit of weight, muffin top.
Oh, you're such a bitch to me.
Stop
it. Stop it.
My extension! Hey, B. Yeah, did you see my pic on Insta? I know, hashtag Fight Club, hashtag badass. Yeah, your tote's coming next week. We're going to do sushi.
Thanks for tuning in. This has been What's the Buzz and Why with your host, Nancy Lombardo. I wish there was a Hooters near me. I could use some fried chicken right now. Alrighty. Happy Halloween, everyone. And remember, party safely. Woo. All right. Big kiss. Bye-bye.